There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasily. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc,
and it starts now. Tune us in and turn us on. We got a great show for you. Everybody out there, you're listening to The Psychic and the Doc. Okay, so right out of the gate, this is a really important show for all of the live call-ins. Mark is the, let me just say, he is the champion of this topic. Dad, are the original superheroes coming back? So for those of you out there that are thinking, I need to call in, I need to connect, let's get some things going on. It's very easy. 1-800-930-2819. But also if you're over at facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio, yeah, you're going to be able to like pop in, say hi.
But you know, Dr. Pat, you were just recently a featured distinguished head note speaker at a very important conference. Why don't you tell us about that? And can people access as have been reported?
You know, I know that there's access that you can have and you can connect to. It really was kind of an interesting and exciting summit by one of our newest hosts. And, you know, when I think about Dr. Tassel and I think about some of the things that people are doing to come out in the world, here's what I know. It's so amazing. It's so cool to see people. I mean, even in the city I live in, like this town here that I live in or close by, I was talking to Susan Denae, who you're going to be on her show too.
I am. On June 30th. Susan. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And they're doing events here. Like the cities are opening up and saying, we're going to have like a city festival. And now that doesn't mean that many, many people have lost their dads
right
over COVID-19 and their moms and their friends and their families. But there's something about this moment and this time, especially when we step back, right, Mark?
Yeah.
But the other part of this is there's this world of acknowledgement. See, I'm doing a little work on this. But you, on the other hand, I don't even know how to describe this gold award your book got. All I knew is I saw the announcement and there was like this big fat gold emblem. I'm hoping Lydia has that to show. But it's like, of course, right? Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, my book, The Afterlife Frequency, that's my latest book, just won first place, the gold award winner for the cover, the Coalition of Visionary Resources 2022 Visionary Awards in the category of reincarnation, death, and grieving. And it's quite an honor. And I was really surprised because the award ceremony was held in Denver last weekend. And I was here doing an online conference through Spiritual Awakenings International. In fact, we had Dr. Yvonne Kassan as our guest about a month ago, and she's the organizer of that. And so, you know, I'm coming off the conference and my presentation. I get this email from my publisher, and they go, "Mark, you won first place." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah.
So I'm very humbled, very honored, and it has just been. Just been a whirlwind, and the traction that the Afterlife Frequency has gotten and is continuing to receive has just been a blessing. And I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Dr. Yeah. Pat. Thank Transformation and everybody out there for their love and support.
And Mark, let's just talk about this for a minute, but I want to tell all of you, the phone lines are open. I'm not quite sure who's over there helping Lydia. And by the way, shout out to Lydia, one of our new producers. Let's shout out. Look, the universe is the gift that just keeps giving. So I want to tell you something. We just had to reflect on the past 3 years. I was talking to my buddy, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, Dr. Darvish, Mary Jane Mack. These are the people that saved my life, right? But I was talking to Dr. Ronnie and I said, where the heck you been? And she said, well, where you been? And then I said, well, where you been? And the reason I'm saying that is because today's show, and you picked this topic out, is because that's what people are asking. Where have you been? Where have you been? And it's not like we've been gone, but we've had a bunch to handle. I want to ask you, Mark, about this topic today.
Yes.
And how this came to you. Because, you know, you have incredible role models in your life. And Ronnie and I got, Dr. Ronnie, I should say, and I got to talk a little bit. She's got incredible role models. Look, when your best friend is Steve Harvey, the thing that you think about is how special some of these people are. And we started to talk a little bit about the importance of Father's Day this year. Can you talk to why this hit your heart, Mark?
The topic, dads are superheroes. And I was very fortunate that I got along very well with my parents. And my dad, I always looked up to him. He was my hero. When I was a little boy, you know, my dad had been a Navy SEAL. And by the time I came along, you know, he'd left the Navy behind. But he was a NASA engineer. And he worked with astronauts. And, I mean, I just thought Dad was the coolest guy ever. And I just wrote an article for a Father's Day article in Best Holistic Life magazine about my dad and why, to me, he was a superhero. And I'm not going to give away the story because people can subscribe for free to bestholisticlife.com. But the thing is, being a dad, any man can be a father, but not every man earns the title of dad.
Yeah.
Being dad is listening, teaching, supporting, disciplining, and being there. And Dr. Pat, you hit the nail on the head. Where have you been? And nothing is worse than these people whose fathers just walk out on them. And a dad teaches you many things. Moms teach you just as many things, but dads teach you so many, many things. I mean, yesterday, something broke at my house and I sat down and I'm not the most mechanical guy in the world, but I fixed it. I fixed it. And I'm like, oh my God, I fixed it. And then I realized if it hadn't been for my dad being patient with me and showing me, okay, do this, do that. I mean, I sat there and I figured it out. And when it was done, it was such a dad thing.
Oh my God, yeah.
So, and I'm really happy when I go out in public these days and I see millennial dads.
Oh my goodness.
Millennial dads are hugging and loving their babies and holding their hands and kissing them because, you know, I grew up in an era where, you know, guys maybe shook hands, you never hugged. And the thing, though, about my dad, Navy SEAL, he was a badass, okay? I mean, I remember about a year before he passed, I was his guardian on the Honor Flight. And the Honor Flight is this organization. It was founded by a bunch of pilots who started doing free flights for veterans to take them to Washington, D.C., so that they can see the monuments, you know, the Vietnam Wall, the Korean War, World War II, that have been erected to them. And it grew into this amazing organization. And now Southwest Airlines transports people, you know, the the veteran and their guardian, because each veteran has to have a guardian with them. It's very organized. And when I was hearing my dad talking to these other guys, I realized my dad was Rambo. I mean, I'm listening to all these covert operations and things that he'd been on. And one of the most important things that my father taught me, and I got to see if I can get through this without getting all choked up.
That's okay.
He said, a real man is never afraid to say, I love you to someone that you love. And a real man is never afraid to cry for someone he loves who has died. And that has shaped so much of the work that I do when I'm at conferences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I think that women are much better at processing and embracing and confronting their emotions than men are. Traditionally, you know, men, it's like the only anger, the only emotion socially acceptable to display in public was anger. Well, you know, look at world history. That's worked out real well. But my dad was different from that. Yeah. And he never faulted my brother or I, and certainly not my sister, for expressing our feelings. And I feel very, very privileged for that. And I'm so encouraged when I see millennial dads loving up their kids. You know, it's about damn time.
Yeah, it is.
That this has happened.
Yeah. And I really think it's really precious. The other thing I have seen too is beyond millennials, I have seen dads that go back multi-generational that have changed and have had faced in their life the most drastic, acute requirements for change ever. And what am I talking about? Let me just say, to piggyback off that, where do you think the millennials learned it? Their dads and their dads went through a time where, yes, I will say this, that part of us that did the marching for women's, and yes, we were called feminists and still are, we ask for some things to change. Like, please, Bob Bishop, do not tell a dirty joke every meeting, staff meeting we have, because I'm the only woman in the room. Why do you have to do? So we ask for a change. So these men watched and went through changes in diversity. They went through changes in what they could say or not say to women in the workplace and outside the workplace. They went through changes. They stumbled, but they went through. And they came out the other side, and then they passed it on, and then they passed it on. Now, my dad taught me how to change spark plugs. I learned everything mechanical. So if you, any, I took my lawnmower apart that one of my lawnmower folks that cuts my grass put oil in the gas tank. I took that thing apart down to the spark plug under the hood in the carburetor and air filter. Couldn't save it. But Linda's dad, who took me under his wing at 22 years old till the day he died, this man taught me integrity. Between Linda's mom and Bjorn, Linda's dad, I learned from Joan how to be fiercely proud and look you in the eye. And I learned from Bjorn how to cry. I learned from him how to stand up for what you believe in, but with integrity. I also learned from him how to take a 12-foot quarter round piece of molding and run it through a table saw. This man had the patience of the saint. What do you all want to know? What do you want to hear from? Who do you want to hear from today? Who have been the dads in your life? Now, I have to tell you, my uncle used to call my dad. I said, you know, what do you think of dad? You mean your dad? And he says, your D-A-D dad? And I would try to, he said, dumber and dumber. That was his acronym for my dad. And yet, I got the privilege of having both. So let's take a short break, Mark. When we come back, phone lines are open. We're going. Susan, Charlene, Katrina, all y'all, we're going to bring you on. You're going to be able to chat with Mark, and we're going to keep the flow going because today is a day of honoring and heroing. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
I'm Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. But don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium, during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The afterlife frequency teaches you my four-step raft technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Hey, everybody, the rest of the show is all about you. Mark and I, of course, will chime in. This is a day of honoring, as every day might be. But some of us have had a tough time with our dad. It doesn't matter. Today, we're here to help you with whatever is on your mind. We're going to connect you with Mark first. Jacob, who would you like to bring on?
Yep. First up, we've got Susan calling in from Saskatchewan. How's it going, Susan?
You know what? I can hardly hear you. I was actually able to hear the show from the beginning, but it's extremely muffled. I don't know why. I know, Dr. Pat, I had trouble with you with your microphone. I called in a couple times recently. Is there any way you could try talking to me and I'll see if I can hear you?
Mark, why don't you talk? I'm going to change.
Hello? Hi, Susan. Can you hear us? Yes, Susan. Hi. Chances are the issue's on your end, not ours, because this is the Transformation Network, and we're streaming worldwide.
Okay.
So, you know, be cognizant that it's probably on your end. And if you have open speakers and a phone, you got to make sure you turn those off because we're getting an echo sound and you get feedback. So for all the callers, make sure that when you get on the line, you're only using your phone and you don't have your computer speakers or car speakers or anything else, because it's going to cause feedback.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the sound quality issues are not on our end. Okay. Yeah. Susan.
Hey, Susan, how does this sound? Hey, Susan, is my sound any better?
You know, both of you are coming in better. It's a little choppy, but it's okay because I always listen to the podcast after and I'll catch whatever I miss. The podcast, and I am calling from a hotel, so it could be that reason. When I'm at home and I call in, it's clearer. But it's okay. I'm totally okay with,
You know what? We're going to do our best. We're going to do our best for you. What I'm just going to say, we're going to do our best. Jacob's going to try to turn things up, but I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Mark. How can we help you?
Okay, what can we do for you?
Okay, yep. What can you do for me? Well, this is my third time calling in.
We know.
have been trying. Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah. Hi. I'm not going to stop calling in. Dr. Pat, you actually asked.
I mean, all right, Susan, how many Susans from Saskatchewan do we get calling in? I mean, instead of Sue sells seashells, we got Sue from Saskatchewan. I mean, I can barely get through that one. All right.
Mark, you want to hear something really funny? Susan Sigurdsson in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. My dog is Sarah, and my granddaughter is Sunny. I'll cut to the chase.
We've got like six or seven S's in a row there. All right, Susan of many S's, go right ahead.
Susan of many, yes, okay. Okay, Mark, I guess I'll start with you. Congratulations, I did vote for your book, and I passed it on to my son. Yeah, my son is just totally in a dark, dark way since his brother passed away last year, and I cannot soothe him in any way, so I'm not going to, but he has your book, and hopefully he'll open it someday. I realize the show is, of course, to do with Father's Day, honoring about our fathers, and there's so many things I would like to talk to both of you about. I just want to put it out there, Mark, I've been trying to book an appointment with you. I'm having trouble getting that done, and Dr. Pat, I have left messages for you because you did say to connect with you, and I really do need to connect with you.
What number are you calling? Tell me the number you're calling, because if you call into our studio, Jacob, what's our office number for people?
That's 1-800-930.
No, that's the show. What's our 425 number?
Yeah, 425-686-7532.
Yeah, you call that number. If you don't get me directly, you will get, they'll give me a note and I'll call you back. That's our studio. That's our studio, not on air. Okay, sorry.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat it. 425-686-7532. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
Awesome.
Okay, super. Okay, I'm trying not to hog too many minutes here. So I just want to share, Mark, about the book, and I just really want to hear more about my dad, my mom, my son, but whoever comes through. So I'm really looking forward to booking you as soon as I can, but I haven't gotten an email back.
All right, Susan, we're not doing customer service for my website here. What can I help you with tonight?
I will get direct to this. My father was my hero, totally. But I hardly saw him. I just wanted to be with him all the time. And he was emotionally unavailable. He died
on my graduation night. Hold on, Susan. Let's
get you some information.
All right, here's the thing. When you do a reading with me, you're not supposed to give me the person's life history, because those were all things that may have come through during the reading. Okay.
Yeah.
Susan, stop. Yeah. I want you to take you a deep breath and not talk until I ask you to.
Let's go.
All right, let me see who's coming through. All right, I'm getting a male energy coming through, and what I'm getting is a younger male, and I'm feeling this massive pain in my chest. And it's interesting because it's not in the area of the heart. I mean, it is in the area of the heart, but it feels above the heart. So around the collarbone. And I'm also feeling that his passing was extremely abrupt and quick. I'm also getting impact sensation in my head. That's one of the factors that's an indication of a quick and unexpected passing. He's also talking about the first part of August. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it is related to him. He could be bringing up some type of significant event, birth, death, anniversary, or event, let's say in the first half of August, which could be connected to you, to him, or someone else close to either of you within that time frame. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yes, Mark, all of it. And as far as August,
hold on. All I need is a yes, not the New Testament. Yeah. Okay. And the reason that I say that, and I'm not being insulting, is that I have to bring forth the information from the Spirit. Okay. So let's see what he wants you to know. He's telling me that what's been going on with you is you're running yourself at full throttle and you're being pulled in so many different directions. And you're like beyond the point of exhaustion, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, you're in good shape. But the other three levels of your aura, emotional, mental, and physical, you are just worn out. And so what your spirits are trying to do is to get you back on track so that you can slow down and be more focused. Dr. Pat, do you have anything?
I do. First of all, I don't want to blow by. Susan, can you hear me okay?
I can, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
Okay. I don't want to blow by what you said at the beginning, and I want to acknowledge the fact that you mentioned that your son is having a really hard time, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to blow by that. And the reason I don't want to blow by that, because I come from a family where so many of my siblings and brothers and sisters and mom, my mom committed suicide, my stepmom's heart exploded. I have two sisters I buried from drug use. One was also borderline personality. And my birth sister was completely addicted in food and struggled her whole life. So I just don't want to blow by it, because the weight of carrying his pain, which you're carrying, that will take its toll. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, totally.
Okay. So I think that ties in, Mark, to what you were saying, correct?
No? Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So I know you didn't call in about this. But what do you think what do you think you might do differently to give yourself some relief? And what I'm talking about, you don't have to share it on the show. Don't share it on the show, because this is private stuff. This is private. That's why Mark did not go into a lot of detail. It's private. But we want to get you a few things to think about, okay? I want to tell you, you're not responsible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, don't you?
I do, Dr. Pat, and just a few days ago, my son opened up to me for the first time, and he indicated that basically his brother was the light of his life and the only person that understood him, and he's gone. And, and the light that he had with his brother has turned into darkness.
Yep.
And I tried to say something to him to console him, and he took it the wrong way, and he texted me and said, "What's a nice way to tell you that F off?"
Yeah, exactly. You know, the hardest thing for those of us that are close to do, and I'm telling you, I had two spiritual mentors, teachers, and really some tough mentors, right? Mary Louise Smith would say to me, "Look it, before you walk your..." I can't say it on air. "Before you walk your fat, you know what, out of this room, you need to tell me what part of the problem are you, Pat?" And I got to tell you, every time I walked in there, whining, moaning, groaning, here's what I want to say to you. And I went through this with Linda, my best friend. She just schooled me on it yesterday. She said, "I'm just trying to tell you how I feel, Pat. I don't want you to try to fix it. Not in this 30-second call, not in the 30-plus years you've known me. I just want to express how I feel." That's really what's happening here. And the way to do that is I had to learn how to say, "You know, Mark, thank you for that feedback." You know, and I wanted to say, "You know, Mark, thank you for sharing what you shared about your dad. I can be here for you. I can listen. I'm not going to be able to understand or even begin to try to understand how you feel. I'm not going to try to fix anything for you, but I am here for you. I will listen to you, and I will just listen with my heart." But even with that, Susan, here's the last thing I want to say to you. When my spiritual mentor died suddenly with a stake through her heart in Morocco on a trip that I should have been on, in the seat she was sitting in, that I should have been sitting in, on that Jeep, in that road, it took me a while. It may take him a while. He's got an enormous gap in his life. So if you can somehow, if he can find his way to get some help, and if you can find a way to get some help, because you need to get some help around this to build your relationship, that's what I want to leave you with, okay?
Sure. Can I make one comment and then I'll get off the phone with you? Can I just share something specifically about what you just said? Right after he texted me that through text, I came back with him with, hey, there is no nice way to say that off me. But then I went into the unconditional love, the way I'm feeling right now, peaceful, loving. I'm on a journey, as you know. And I texted him a very beautiful, I don't understand what you're going through because you're grieving your way and I'm grieving my way. But I'm here for you day or night. And I love you very much. And I left it at that.
And you know what I'm going to say to you? Here's my thank you. I got to give you some additional advice, then we got to go. If you can, however you can, only continue. This texting thing makes me, I got worms coming out of my ear as I'm saying this to you. I hate saying it. But this is your new text now. I'm going to make up a name. Josh, I just want you to know I was thinking about you and thinking about how beautiful you are as a child. You are my son and I love you. 3 hours later, Josh, just seeing how you're doing. No, I'm your mom. I love you. I will always love you. Josh, the next day, just let me know how I can support you. I'm here for you. Every text you do has got to be unconditional love. Not I'm healing my way, you're healing yours. I'm like, I love you. I love you. I hear you. I hear your pain. I'm here just to love you. Okay? That's all I want to say. Got it? And whenever I get
I got it. And
whenever I get something like this out.
I just need to tell you.
Just let me finish. Whenever I give this out, it's only for a 24-hour period. What you do after that, that is entirely up to you. Okay?
I have to let you know that day before yesterday he said in front of my girlfriend that's visiting me right now, he said, I just want to tell you that I wake up every morning so grateful that you are here in Saskatoon living with me with my granddaughter and my wife, and I was floored. So
I gotta tell
good
you
now.
Something,
I'm
Susan.
Not,
I gotta tell you something.
Yeah.
You are an amazing woman. You are so amazing.
Thank you.
You've raised some great kids. You're on this planet. Look, you have no idea calling into this show how many lives you've just touched. Trust me when I say you're beyond beautiful. You're powerful. You're a strong woman. You're an amazing mom.
Oh.
You are the backbone of your family. Of course, I would expect that. And your answer is, God, thank you. I love you so much. So trust me, when I give you these little things to do, I don't want you to think for 1 minute that I don't have a clear sense of how absolutely can't say that word, awesome you are. Do you feel me right now?
I do. And I just, thank you so much, and I just want to share and help people. And right now, I'm at a place. I'm at a casino, and it's an Aboriginal casino. And I just came from the gift shop, and you know, I want to. I have so much to do, but right now I'm a sponge, and I want to talk to a medicine woman. I had a shaman Zoom last week who released my son who was trapped.
You got to call Dr.
Shannon. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to say this last thing.
Okay.
You got to call Dr.
We'll be in touch. Thank you so much. Okay. Great show. Bye. Love you.
Hey, wait, wait. Put $10.
No, let her go. We'll be here till next week.
Wait, you got to put $10 on the black for me. On the roulette wheel. Come on. And Aboriginal. Okay. one last thing. To get this kind of clearing, there are two people I want her to get a hold of. Dr. Sharon Martin, Maximum Medicine.
Yes.
And Dr. Georgia Herrera. Dr. Sharon Martin will create a blessing bundle. Okay, we're going to skip the breaks. Let's go. Jacob.
Let's go.
Yep, we've got Charlene from Canada calling up. Hi there, Charlene.
Oh, we're having almost Canadian day, but we will get to Katrina. Hey, Charlene, how can we help you?
Hi, Dr. Pat, Mark.
Charlene, hi.
I was just wondering if Mark could connect with my dad. He's crossed over.
Okay, let's see. Let's see who comes through.
All right, let's see what we get here. Okay. The reason I'm hesitating is I'm getting a male energy coming through, and I'm tasting a lot of peppermint. Now, let me go through this before you respond. Peppermint can mean a number of things. It can mean you love or hate peppermint, or your dad loved or hated peppermint. But many times when I taste peppermint, that's one of my triggers for the month of December. And what that could mean is a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event, which could be connected to your dad or to you or someone close to you within the month of December. Why? Because I associate peppermint with candy canes. Peppermint could also be a trigger for a variation on the name Pat, like Dr. Pat or Patrick or Patricia. Why? Because of Peppermint Patty. So does any of the above make sense to you in any shape, form, or fashion?
I think it's a message from my dad that he's with mom, because my mom used to, when she quit smoking, she ate peppermints. Like,
there we go. Beautiful. And normally when I do one-on-one telephone readings or in-person readings or group readings, I spent about 15 minutes doing a pre-explanation. And one of the things that I always tell people is your interpretation is more important than mine. Yeah. So my association with peppermint are the three things that I say. But if you have a different association, which your mom used to suck on peppermints when she stopped smoking, your interpretation is more important than mine. Why? Because the reading's not about me. It's about you. All right. So let's see what your dad is telling us here. Now I'm getting a real bitter metallic taste in my mouth. Okay, bitter metallic taste can mean a few different things. That can mean a lot of medications. But he's talking about you, and you don't have to give us what it is, but is there some issue right now with you and medications?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
That's good.
Yeah, because this is getting broadcast all over the world, and you have a confidential right to your medical condition. He said that you're on the right path medically, and I'm not just saying this. I only tell you something if a spirit tells me. He said your doctor's giving you the right advice, but it appears that there's going to be an appointment that you're going to be having with the doctor probably in about 2 weeks or so, or it's coming up, or there's going to be an issue where there may need to be an adjustment with your medication. Maybe they're going to change you to a different one or alter the dosage. He said, so listen to what your doctor's telling you. And he keeps showing boats. I'm seeing rowboats. And it's funny because every now and then I get the song I'm hearing, Michael rowed the boat ashore. I remember we all probably had to sing that at some point when we were kids. So this could be somebody connected you or him with a name like Michael, or some significance with you or him with boats. Anything there?
To me, well, because they fished all the time, but I mean, to me, it connects to the song, Row, Row, Row Your Boat Gently Down the Stream, Merrily, 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 Life is But a Dream.
Yeah. Okay. So good. All right. Number one, he used to go fishing a lot. He probably occasionally went out in a boat. And because we're rowing and the other boat rowing. So I think there's two boat rowing songs, Michael Row the Boat Ashore and Row, Row Your Boat. OK, so how does Row, Row Your Boat make sense?
Pardon me?
How does it make sense to you, the song that you mentioned?
Row, row,
how does that
boat.
Make yeah. sense to you with regard to your dad?
He realizes now that he is on the other side, that life is but a dream, and to not take it so seriously and try and be happier.
Did he ever say that to you, Charlene?
No, but I'm very, very, like, I just know that life is, in our hearts, we come here to have joy. We do have pain, but we can either choose to get through it and push forward or stay suffering. And life is a dream because everybody's living their dream. And okay. go with the flow. That saying, go with the flow, like, you know, Abraham Hicks, like.
We had dinner the other day. No, we actually did. But no, I understand. Mark, anything? What else do you have? Is there something else coming through? I'm looking at your face, Mark, and I'm seeing something.
Yeah, getting this whole... I know this may sound flippant, but your dad's talking about your wardrobe. Are you like changing your wardrobe or going shopping for clothes? He's talking about wardrobe change, wardrobe change.
Yeah, I haven't been spending a lot of money on myself. I've been doing more for my family, and I guess maybe it's time to update my wardrobe.
Well, there you go. And you know what? Look at it like this. Not as a chore, but fun. Okay, you're going out and you're buying yourself stuff that you like that's gonna, you know, and you know what your dad's saying, have some fun with it. And he said mauve rules. Mauve, that's like a purple color, right? Isn't mauve kind of a purple?
No, it's like a pinky color.
Pinky color? Or
it's
is there
a,
some
it's
of
a, it's a color that wanted to be pink, but it forgot to add a little bit more tint in it. That's what I think of mauve.
What's pink?
Mauve, the color mauve. Mauve.
M-A-U-V-E.
Oh, that's
like what?
Purple better.
Yeah.
Okay, remember I say, is that a purple? Okay. All
well,
right.
Mauve and purple go together.
Mauve and purple go together. So all there right. you go.
There we
and,
go.
All right.
And the last thing he's leaving us with is a really weird thing. He said horse feathers. Horse feathers. Now, what's interesting about that, horse feathers. Now, obviously, horses do not have feathers unless you're looking at the ancient Greek, like
unicorn.
The flying horse. Okay, go
unicorn.
Right ahead.
Magical unicorn.
Okay, how does that make
magical
sense?
Magical unicorn. To me, that makes sense that life is magic.
There you go. It is. It is. You know, Dr. Pat, what I really enjoy about Charlene is how she sees the light in everything, the positivity.
She does. She does. Yeah. I got 2 cents for her, though.
Okay.
All right. So I don't want any more life is a dream or all of that. But you're right. The Dalai Lama said, I think DL said it. Very clear. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. But here's the message I get from a very practical, street smart perspective. Are you ready to hear me? Fishing.
Yep.
What is it about fishing? Your dad must have loved to fish. Yes or no?
Yes, I even wrote a poem for him at the memorial about it.
That's it. So hold on. I got to get quick because I got to get to the next caller. Your dad knew enough about treating himself well to go fishing, right?
Yeah.
This isn't about dreaming. This is about you changing the priorities in your life and to get yourself where you go and do your own version of fishing. Your family is going to be taken care of, but go buy some clothes if you want. This is about you need to go fishing.
Have
Charlene, did I lose? But I'm not kidding. I
you
really
didn't lose
it.
Me.
Okay, this is not hypothetical.
Okay, I'm going to go fishing.
But you have to do something is what I'm trying. Right, Mark? Dad is saying, I did something, man. I got up and I went to the fishing. See, Mark was right on with that. And what he's saying is, When are you going to go fishing, girlfriend?
Yeah, go have some fun.
Go buy some clothes. Buy purple.
All right.
Next time you call in, I'm telling you, if you call into my show, next time you call in, I'm going to ask you what you did.
Okay.
Okay. And by the way, I am sending you a book and a gift from the other day. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm going fishing myself. Jacob, thank you. Jacob, let's get Katrina on here. We all need to go fishing. Hello. Right?
That sounds great. And we are connected to Katrina now. Calling in from Indiana.
Actually, I like to go crabbing. Hi, Katrina. Okay, we saved time for you, so let's go.
All right, Katrina.
To help you?
Hello.
Hi. What can we do to help you?
Well, I was just calling. I had called a couple weeks ago, and I was just calling to see if I could hear any more news about my husband. He had a brain aneurysm.
Rocky, you have to mute yourself. Go ahead, Mark. Whoever comes through, can we help Katrina?
Okay, and I'm assuming when you said your husband had a brain aneurysm, he's on the other side. Is that what you meant?
No, he's in the hospital.
Oh.
hold on one
oh,
second.
Oh, my gosh, hold on. Wait, something's happening to Mark. Oh, my God, he just had a reaction. Hold on.
Yeah, is he having some issues with breathing, do you know?
Yes, he has pneumonia.
Oh, my God. If you watch Facebook and saw what just happened to Mark, and he started to cough and hold his chest. So, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a female energy associated with you and your husband coming through, and she's sort of the energetic link and liaison between the two of you right now. And it's very interesting what's going on with him. Is there a Paul or a Paulette or a Pauline? I'm getting some type of variety on the name Paul or Paulette or Pauline. It could be someone here in this world or somebody on the other side. And don't worry how it's connected to your husband. It's just that this is what I'm getting.
No.
Make a note of that. Let me, no. Okay. Just write it down. Okay. Because what she's telling me is that, he was stable, but it's like teeter tottering back and forth here. And, I got to be very careful here because this is a quick mini reading and I don't want to jump to any conclusions. Mm-hmm. But this female energy is giving me 8 diamonds. Now, diamonds could mean, and most of the ladies that I know have something with diamonds in it. I get that. But 8 diamonds could mean a number of things. Usually it's diamonds are the birthstone for the month of April. So this could be an indicator of a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to you, your husband, or someone close to you. Go ahead, in April.
His birthday in April? Oh, that's our daughter's birthday in April.
There you go. That's a significant birth. Okay. And hold on. Yeah, and he's communicating with me now because even though he's in a non-responsive state, and I've communicated with a lot of people that were comatose or in non-responsive states, he's very worried about how all this is affecting her. I mean, obviously, I don't think it takes a medium to tell you that. And he's explaining to me that it is crucial right now for you to really be strong and to guide and assist what your daughter is going through. And he also said that you have to stand sentinel for yourself. He said one of the things that he always loved about you and loves about you is your strength and how you do not collapse in a crisis or under pressure. And he said, right now, that skill is of the utmost importance. That's what he wants you to know.
And who is saying this?
Your husband.
But he's not gone.
I explained that to you, that even though he's comatose, spirits are still energetically linked to their bodies. I've communicated with many people who were on life support, comatose, in Alzheimer's, because the brain does not create consciousness. The brain merely hosts it. And so their spirit is capable of communicating. In the afterlife frequency, I write about this extensively, but I have done hundreds of readings for people who their loved ones had not yet transitioned. So that's why I said this female energy who's got a very maternal way about her is the liaison between you and him and facilitating all of this. This is actually a lot more complicated than the short amount of time that we have here. Yeah. So that is the message for you about you've got to really call upon your sentinel, your strength, to not collapse in a crisis to get you through this for you.
Oh, and I'm not going to. I keep on telling him to be strong.
There you go. So that indicates he hears you and he's responding.
He opens his eyes a little bit, and I keep telling him to be strong for me. He's a strong man. And I know he can get through this. You know, we've went through a lot already. So
sure, absolutely, absolutely.
I just wonder, is his mind going to be okay? Because when he does wake up, he talks like out of his head. I don't mean to say
Here's
it that way.
Here's the thing, Susan, you need to rely on the doctors. Katrina, I'm sorry. Katrina, thank you, Dr. Pat. Rely on the doctors. You're asking me to diagnose and prescribe. I communicated the message that he wants to give you, because even if he comes out of this, he may need some cognitive therapy and he may make a full recovery, but it is not my place to diagnose or prescribe.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. Okay. And I was wondering, go ahead.
Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
Yeah, we only have a couple of minutes left. So I just want to leave you with a couple of things. So one of the things I've learned, especially, I was in a 14-year relationship with someone that had a brain aneurysm. And so I understand it and I understand what it's like. You have to be strong. You have to hold a consciousness in every thought you have, every belief you have, and pray in whatever way you pray that he is on the way to full recovery. When you walk in that room, that's the energy that I'm asking you to have, even if you have to fake it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, and I do. I pray a lot and everything, but I'm scared.
I know. It's
who wouldn't be? Yeah.
It's very scary. I got to tell you, I did this care for 18 months. And you're right. I mean, the doctor is like, okay, make sure you don't go to the bathroom too hard. And I'm like, really? How am I going to control that? But the thing for you is you're on this beautiful journey together. You have this beautiful time together. Stay in the moment. Stay in the moment.
We've been together 47 years.
Yeah, I'm just what I'm trying to say. It's so hard, though, when you have that relationship. But stay in the moment. Stay in the moment of your love. Stay in the moment of all the beautiful things you'll say to him when you go to see him. You know, tell him how amazing he is. Tell him you're right there. And yet, for you, I know this is one of the hardest things you'll ever do in your life. I know it is. And I'm so proud of you for calling in and asking for help.
Thank you.
So proud of you.
Thank you. And you helped, and you have helped a lot. And I'm scared to even call in. You know, I just...
You know, you just call in. Here's what I want to tell you. This is a quote from my friend Matt James. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. When you walk in that room next time, you say, what did that Dr. Pat say to me? Oh, she said, whatever I think I am, I'm more than that. And you walk in that room and you bring all of you to the present moment, okay? And we'll pray for you as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. Thank you, Katrina. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Katrina. You got them.
Yeah. And you got thousands of people listening to this. They're going to send you a lot of prayers.
Oh, thank God.
Absolutely. Everybody say a prayer for Katrina and the recovery of her husband. God bless you, Katrina.
God bless you. Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much, Mark. What a great show. Wow. What great audience, huh? Right?
No, we have an amazing audience. And I want to thank you, Dr. Pat, and everyone at the transformation team, but especially our audience. And like Dr. Pat said, we had the best audience on the planet.
And, you know, let's end with this, Mark. We started out talking about dads and we started out talking about heroes. What folks need to know is when a caller calls in, like the people that did today, these amazing women, you know, Susan, Charlene, Katrina, when they call in, there's an energy that's asking them call in, because there are countless people that will listen to this that need to hear their power, their strength, and their hope. And Mark, they need to hear you and what you do and what you say to help people have a new perspective, new understanding, and fire up their hearts. Thank you for all that, Mark.
Thank you. And you know, Dr. Pat, your insights are invaluable to helping them process everything that comes through and for healing. So everybody, we are the Psychic and the Doc, and we will be back every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, and all times between and either side of that worldwide. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Can't wait to be back next week.
Yeah, and let's hear from y'all that call in. We want to know how you're doing with your mojo. Let's see you next time, everybody. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Lydia. Thank you, Rocky. Thank you, Linda. And thank you all.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the Psychic in the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems, yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on the Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.